Well, happy Earth Day, and welcome to the Place-by-Place Fishing Report featuring me, Captain Josh Olive, who cares, and of course the star of our show, Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Franks, coming to you from the Fish and Franks world headquarters in the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor, prepared and ready to make a thing happen just for you. Robert?
Okay.
You excited?
Yay.
Okay. Ready to kick it off?
Yep.
Are you, though?
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right now?
Pretty much.
Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Slow, few small snook, and some juvenile tarpon along the Shell Creek area.
Okay.
That's about it. Very minimal reports up there, and the few that are frustrated.
So, maybe don't fish there?
Depends on how frustrated you want to be. Some people enjoy that stuff.
I don't know any of those people. Darst Park Boat Ramp Area and I-75 Bridges.
Nothing going on there.
Nothing.
Nope.
Third week in a row.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bringing it down to the Live Oak Park area and the 41 Bridges.
There's been quite a few snook at night. And then during the daytime, they've been getting a few trout, actually a few whiting, a couple of undersized cobia, and a couple of baby bull sharks. The whiting is the cool part, though. A couple guys have been doing really good on whiting down there, fishing from the boat and from the docks themselves.
Okay. Peeled shrimp, jigs?
They're catching them all on shrimp. Didn't say peeled shrimp, they just said shrimp. I didn't investigate any further. Figure shrimp is good enough.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, they were happy, and they were buying frozen shrimp because they like using frozen shrimp more than live shrimp for them.
Aha.
So
we know it was frozen shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Lashley Pier, still closed?
Still closed.
Okay, the Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier, a baby bull shark. Another baby bull shark.
That's two baby bull sharks, Robert.
I know. Because that's the only two reports I got. It was two different guys, two different baby bull sharks.
Okay. One baby bull shark and one baby bull shark.
Uh-huh.
Is two baby bull sharks.
It is. But it's two separate incidents.
Okay. So it's not like two baby bull sharks were like back to back. It was
nope.
Like there was one baby bull shark here and one baby bull shark there.
Uh-huh.
Were they maybe the same baby bull shark?
I doubt it.
Maybe baby?
I don't know.
Maybe baby.
I wasn't there.
Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some snook at night. There's been a couple of baby bull sharks caught there.
Now, snook at night. We got some keepers.
Yes.
It's important.
A couple of keepers.
Running out of season quickly.
Yes. A few keepers, a couple keepers have been caught there. And they didn't specify if it was from the actual pier or right along the beach there over by the boat ramp. They just said down at the beach complex.
Okay.
So that immediate vicinity surrounding that pier.
And the same baby bull shark has been traveling back and forth between Bayshore and the Port Charlotte Beach Pier?
Probably not.
Could be, though.
Could
you
be.
You don't know.
Could be.
Maybe he's not good at finding food. He can only eat what people put out there for him. And everybody keeps putting hooks in it.
He's like,
jerks.
He's like a stray cat.
So, a few baby bull sharks.
Yes.
Anything else?
That's it. That's all I've heard about.
Snook, a few bull sharks. Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
A lot of small snook. Quite a few little juvenile tarpon rolling around everywhere, just teasing everybody. A couple different people showed me pictures of sand bream that they've been catching off of their docks. Mayan cichlids, of course. And a few jacks.
Okay.
No gangbuster reports this week. Just a few hodgepodge ones.
So just like random jacks?
Yeah.
Not like big schools of jacks?
Nope.
Just like one here, one there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're being a pain in the butt, too, so.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Well, people are catching them, but one guy says, well, I threw my trusty spoon at them, they wouldn't touch it. And then the next day he says, well, they ate my shrimp underneath a bobber.
So, okay.
You know, it is what it is.
Well, that's what we need, though, is more fish being jerks out there.
I've seen those jacks do that crap out there. It's frustrating.
The tarpon as their role model.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, the El Jobin Pier.
That has been really good at night. Nighttime fishing off of there for snook, and that would be my first option for trying to catch a legal snook if I wanted to eat one. During the daytime, a couple of trout, a couple of mangrove snapper, a couple of oddball small sheep's head, and a couple of juvenile slash good eating size black drum. 18, 20 inches.
Okay.
So, not too bad out there. Not great, though. But I would be going there at night.
So, what you're saying is go there at night?
Pretty much. If I wanted to catch a snook or a legal snook, that's it. Because what? As of this report, we got what? 8 days? 7.5 days?
I don't know. I can't do the math in my head that fast.
Yeah, it's about 8 days. It's next Sunday. Next Sunday night at midnight, it's done.
So, you catch your fish at 11:58?
Start walking to your car.
You catch him at 12:01?
Done.
Put him back.
Done.
You is through.
Yes.
All right. The Myakka River area, the bridge down to marker 8.
Honestly, I've heard of a few small snook and some trout over there at the Myakka cutoff. And that is the only reports I've had over there.
Now, how can it be, Robert, that we talk about El Jobin and it's loaded with snook and go there at night and this is your best shot, and then just a couple miles away in the Myakka cutoff, there's a couple little ones and that's it? What's the magic of El Jobin?
It's about that. It's the structure. It's the river bottlenecks down there, so it's a lot of current with a 120-year-old railroad trestle with 60-year-old bridge and a 30-year-old bridge together, all within literally 200 feet of each other.
So what you're saying
is... it's its own microenvironment slash ecosystem.
It's not necessarily the area that we're at.
Mm-mm.
It's the fact that it's the largest artificial reef in the upper harbor.
Yep, exactly. With all the combining elements of the river, the water flow that goes through there is pretty astronomical.
Right. Well, and it does pinch down. If you look at it on a map, you'll see it.
Yeah.
They built the bridge where it pinches down.
Right.
And then they built the land out so that it pinches down a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, it's all the stuff that attracts those fish there.
Yes, it is.
All right. South Gulf Cove Canals.
I got nothing over there.
Nothing.
Nope.
There'll be faster reports if you keep saying nothing.
Well, it happens.
The West Wall.
The West Wall. From Trout Creek all the way down, they're getting some snook and redfish. All on the bushes and up into the creeks themselves. And they're catching them on a variety of stuff, from shrimp, pinfish, white bait if you can find it. Some of the guys have been catching a few better snook and redfish on cut ladyfish and cut mullet. And then a couple guys did catch a couple of trout out on top of the bar. And they're seeing some short cobia swimming on top of the bar. And then lots of bonnet heads scattered, and they get thicker and thicker as you move your way south towards Cape Hayes, which is kind of normal this time of year. But
okay.
Fishing's not too terribly bad over there, just like having finally gotten a couple of reports more on the northern end of the West Wall rather than just down on that southern tip.
I typed pun fish. What's a pun fish?
I don't know. No idea.
I think I meant pinfish. Do you have any pinfish puns that we could use so it would make sense?
Nope.
Me neither.
None.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Lots of bonnet heads. A few trout. Some Spanish mackerel. And an occasional ladyfish. And that's about it. Lots of bonnet heads, though.
I like bonnet heads.
Right.
It's fun. It's the shark that I don't mind using fluorocarbon leader for.
Right. There you go.
Into Turtle and Bull Bays.
Definitely one of the better things going on is that. Same thing as last week. Basically, snook, redfish, trout, some bull sharks of assorted sizes, bonnet heads of all sizes. The sheep's head are the only thing that's kind of starting to thin out in there. They're still getting a few, but just not a lot. Well, so it's decent. It's probably one of the better places to go for a mixed variety of stuff.
How about the pompano?
Got nothing on pompano in there or on the outside of it.
How about the flounder?
Did I mention those?
No.
Okay.
Just checking.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you don't remember to mention everything. So
sometimes I don't. You're
just asking the question.
I know. You're looking out for me. I get it.
No, I'm looking out for the people who receive the report.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really looking out for you in this particular instance.
Oh, okay.
Capes and danger reefs.
Capes and danger reefs.
Wait, let me guess. A couple Spanish mackerel.
A few more than just a couple. They've been getting pretty good numbers of Spanish mackerel around that whole vicinity.
Do you have to be on the reef?
No. Just anywhere around that area. And then it's just little mangrove snapper on the reef itself is what I've been hearing from people.
And what are these Spanish mackerel eating?
Spoons and shrimp.
Spoons and shrimp.
And then one gentleman that was down there, we talked about it earlier, he was actually fishing for Spanish mackerel and bonnet heads and sent his one shrimp down on a jig head to the bottom. And it got hit, and he was fighting it, and he's like, oh, what the heck's going on here? I got myself a nice bonnet head, because it starts screaming offline. Wait a minute, it's not fighting like a bonnet head, and reels it up, and it's a big old Spanish mackerel.
On the bottom?
Yep.
Why not?
I don't know. It's a little weird.
It is a little weird. It's actually quite a lot weird. But, you know, we've seen that where you're bottom fishing, and you're expecting to hook into a grouper or maybe a snapper, and instead a kingfish takes your bait. So, why not? If we can catch kings on the bottom, sure, we can catch Spanish on the bottom, too.
Why not?
Exactly. Gasparilla Sound. Three Sisters, Wooden Bay, Catfish Creek.
Trout, redfish, snook, few sheep's head, ladyfish, Spanish mackerel. Kind of the whole gamut going on through there. Even been a few tarpon, a few other sizes of sharks. It's been kind of pretty good through that whole area.
Do you like any place better than another?
Not really. I've been hearing such mixed reports from all over, from Three Sisters over to Wooden Creek. So, seems like that whole general area is starting to light up a little bit better. And there's been a lot of little bait over there, too. A lot of little fry and uncast nettable white bait. If that's a right word.
Unnettable. I don't think it is a word, but we can make it one. Yeah. It's the beauty of English language is that, you know, whenever you make something a word, guess what? It just became a word.
Yeah, you make up a word and it becomes something. Or you just change the definition of it just because it suits you.
That's correct.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Seems great.
Well, that's how a living language works, Robert.
Sounds stupid.
Well, then I tell you what, you can start speaking Latin, which has defined definitions because no one uses it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, whatever it meant 50 years ago is what it means today is what it'll mean 50 years from now.
Probably so.
So, if you want to stick with Latin, I can find you a good textbook that'll teach it to you.
Okay. And they don't have it on Babel?
You know, it might be. It might be.
Wouldn't surprise me if it is.
I know it's on Duolingo.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Really?
You can learn it there. Or literally anybody who went to school in the UK, where they still teach Latin.
Yeah.
Or at least were up until a few years ago. Not sure about now.
Right.
But listen, none of that's important.
No, you're just babbling
on
about.
No, you started this. I was trying to do a fishing report. Placida.
Snook at night. Couple of redfish. Couple of sharks. Daytime still producing a few sheep's head. Mangrove snapper. trout and Spanish mackerel. So once again, kind of a mixed barrage of stuff.
Yeah, you're making me type every kind of fish with every one we get to.
I know.
And you know I can't type the word mackerel.
I know, I screw it up every time too.
I don't know why. Should be pretty simple. Okay. Snook, redfish, shark, sheep's head, mangrove, snapper, trout, Spanish mackerel. Did I miss anything?
No. Nope.
Ladyfish?
I'm sure there is, just no way to mention it.
Okay. All right. We're going to let that one go. We're going to move on to Lemon Bay.
Okay. Sounds great. Lemon Bay. I got nothing.
Dum, dum, dum.
Yeah, I got nothing. Well, all the Inglewood fishing reports came to me from going into Gasparilla or leaving Gasparilla Marina. I didn't have my usual guys that are usually down there wading or kayak fishing. So, no. Got nothing.
Those weenies. Oh, well. The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge in Inglewood, which is on Lemon Bay.
A couple Spanish mackerel. And one baby bull shark. And one bonnet head shark. Same guy.
Okay.
That's the only report. I know it can be pretty good there sometimes, but I don't know. It can be a good snook spot at night.
Yeah, I was thinking about snook, and I typed bonnethead snook.
Nice.
So I had to fix it.
Yeah, that's good. That'd be an interesting looking one.
It's a new hybrid. I hadn't seen one of those before. Is. Because I was going to ask you about snook.
Yeah?
What an idiot. The Venice Jetties.
Venice Jetties.
Mm-hmm. Big piles of rocks.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Go out to Venice Inlet, out into the Gulf of Mexico.
I have not heard of anything there, to be honest.
No.
And I missed the Cook's Brothers reports this morning.
Well, we were bird watching.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes just bird watching is more fun than listening to other people. Including myself.
Gulf of Mexico, that has nothing to do with you folks who are listening to this report. He is only speaking about himself listening to himself. You should continue to listen to this report until it's finished, and then you can feel free to go bird watching, but only if you're not really inspired to go fishing, which you should be unless you were planning to go fishing in Lemon Bay or the Venice Jetties, where we have no reports. Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Cute. Not a whole lot of reports because there's a whole lot of people out there fishing yesterday and today and probably tomorrow because the weather's been a little wonky. 12 miles out, mangrove snapper. A few lane snapper. 30 miles out, a couple guys getting red grouper, some bigger yellowtail, and some bigger mangs. A couple guys did see kingfish. One guy hooked a small one. What else? A couple guys seeing bonita schools out there 30 miles. And that's about it. You know, I'm sure we'll have a lot more, hopefully, this next week.
So.
Well, I mean, yesterday had guys first thing in the morning buying frozen. Thursday afternoon they were buying frozen to go out tomorrow. Last night we had at least a half a dozen regulars that were planning on going out today. One was actually going to go out at midnight tonight. And head out to, I don't know, he said he's got a spot like 50 miles out or 50 feet of water and likes to sit there and fish for snapper and everything else. Then he was going to head out just before sunrise to try to hit about 40, 45 mile mark. So
okay.
We'll see how he does.
So I didn't hear any sheep's head mixed into that.
I did not hear of any reports of sheep's head.
Okay. I'm just double-checking, because I know last week we had some sheep's head reports, so I just wanted to make sure.
Nope, I'm sure they're there, but I've not gotten a report.
All right. Don't get mad at me.
It's all your fault.
Stop looking at me like that.
Big jerk.
Settle down. I have a stick over here.
I have a knife.
I have a knife and a stick.
You win.
No, I don't. I know I don't. I'm well aware. Punarasa, no reports till further notice. Redfish pass, no reports until further notice. Captiva pass,
Spanish
maybe.
Mackerel.
Okay.
A few trout. Some whiting. 137-inch snook.
Okay.
The same guy that found the trout, he said they're hanging out right there just in that strong current as it hit the pass, and he was catching trout, then a snook, then trout.
I wonder why that snook was there.
I don't know.
Trout.
Probably. Imagine that. Let's see, what else did his buddy tell me?
Tarpoons?
Nope. I'm sure they're there. They should absolutely be there, but he didn't mention those. But he did say every trout that they caught were between 18 and 20 inches. He said they were all the same, pretty much within 2 inches. They were all right there.
Okay.
They kept two, and that was it.
Okay.
His buddy's parents really liked trout.
Well, I really like trout.
So.
I don't blame them.
That was all they saved.
Boca Grande Pass?
Oh, let's see. Could it be tarpon?
Could it be?
Could be. I think tarpon would be the main player. Some small mangrove snapper. A few sheep's head. And Spanish mackerel. But the tarpon are the main thing, without a doubt.
And how has the bite been?
Good. In the mornings. Evening, not so good.
Okay. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the moon and the tide and all that good stuff. So we're sitting here doing a fishing report. My aunt in California is sending me a picture of sea lions sitting out just off the beach.
That is cool.
Yeah. Pretty neat. At least we don't have those here. We got flipper to contend with. Can you imagine trying to mess with sea lions, dude, while you're reeling up a fish? I don't think so.
Well, you know, I think of the two that the sea lion is more likely to chomp you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got an attitude that dolphins just don't have.
Right.
So, crabs for the tarpon fishing?
Yes, crabs.
Okay. What? You know, and the crab flow has not been super out there a lot of days. We were out the other day and saw about 20 crabs flow past in 4 hours of fishing. So, unsurprisingly, the bite was not great at that time either. So
right.
If you're not having a lot of crabs flow through, then you're probably not having a lot of fish as actively feeding. So.
Yeah. No, it's been way off on that. But how long can that go on?
Until November.
Yeah, just until November?
Until next November.
Oh, okay.
I mean, forever, really. You don't know how long it's going to go on. You don't know what's going to happen here. You don't know if the bite is going to pick up or suddenly get worse or if the tarpon are all going to leave the pass or what's going to happen there.
That could happen.
You're basically making projections based on things that happened in the past, which they always tell you anytime that you purchase any kind of investment. That
yes.
You cannot base the future on the past, which is very true.
Right.
All right, walking the Gulf beaches, Sanibel to Venice.
So
anywhere along the Gulf shoreline.
Josh, the great guru, sitting on top of the mountain. Now you're going to go there with that one. But beaches, basically Middle Beach and Stump Pass, except for on the weekends. Too many people. They like partying there now with their boats, which is nuts. But whatever. Then you got the snook. Two different people with flounder, bluefish, Spanish mackerel, whiting. What the hell else did they catch there? Bonnethead shark. Just in those two spots from two different people. And then same similar scenario down towards Boca Grande. Except for at Boca Grande, they've been getting a few more snook and a couple of bigger redfish. And then there also has been a few more sheep's head also there.
Okay.
decent, but it's going to get better.
Very much
especially for the snook.
Were these people throwing lures, or were they throwing shrimp? What were they doing?
Almost all of them are throwing shrimp, except for a couple of people are throwing cut bait, and a handful of people have been fishing in the evenings are throwing artificials. You know, the NLBNs, some of the bigger paddle tails, stuff like that.
Okay. Fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey. Some snook, a few trout, and a few sheep's head. Both around the bridge and in the immediate area around there. The one guy who caught a few snook and a couple of trout over there, he couldn't figure out what was going on with the redfish because it's been a couple months since he's caught a redfish in that area.
Okay.
But it doesn't surprise me because they got wrecked pretty bad down there.
Indeed. Hence the south end of Pine Island Sound reports.
What?
Hold
what
until
report?
Further notice.
What report?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How about the north end of Pine Island Sound?
The north end of Pine Island Sound. Lots of trout. That would be the best place to go for trout. 4 to 6 feet of water. They are getting a few Spanish mackerel, a few bonnet heads, but the trout definitely have been the exciting part for a lot of people. And like you said, it's got some of the healthiest grass you've seen around in quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good options. Plus, it's the only area where they've been finding some bait regularly.
Do tell.
Not all the time, but regularly. Just white bait of cast nettable size, and some of it's even pretty big white bait. Wish they'd let it go. One guy was showing me a picture of the white bait he had. He had like 12 pieces that were borderline tarpon threadies.
Hmm. Okay.
How they lived that long, I have no idea.
They weren't around here.
Yeah, right.
Jug Creek Shoal.
They probably castnated 27 times and got lucky.
And Bokelia.
A few trout. Other than that, I got nothing else there. Just a few trout.
Okay. Bart Store and Two Pines.
A few snook. A couple of ladyfish and a few redfish. But not busy the way it was. Plus two of those guys that like to fish there. Tarpon showed up, so I don't expect to hear much out of them.
I see.
For a bit.
So it doesn't necessarily mean the fish slowed down, but the fishing reports slowed down.
Yeah, I've got two guys that fish down there regularly. But as soon as the tarpon show up, that's all they get hyper-focused on that, which is fine. But it makes it for a weaker report for that area.
Yeah. Okay, the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
East Side has been super quiet this week. I got two guys that told me that they saw some short cobia on the bar, a couple bonnet heads. They caught a few small snook. But that is it.
What's up with that?
I don't know. Once again, it's probably the same two guys that gave me a lot of reports for that area, too. I don't know, but it's been... It's definitely quieter on the feedback there this week. But that's going to happen every now and then.
All right. How about Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink?
Nothing. Absolutely zero report.
Cool.
I even called my guy over in Burnt Store Isles the other day, and he said he hadn't been out in 5 days because he wasn't feeling very good, so he had nothing for me.
Did you tell him fishing's good for what ails you?
Yeah. He usually fishes a couple days a week. He just wasn't feeling good.
Juan Ponce de Leon Park.
Some small snapper and a few snook, but one guy was in here complaining yesterday how slow it's been. And he likes to fish there almost every evening on his way home from work. Stops for a couple casts and moves on.
The PGI canals.
Lots of small snook. few bigger snook. Most of the guys are catching the legal size snook, both during the daytime and the nighttime, are throwing artificial shrimp underneath the docks and just working them real slow.
How slow?
Real slow. And then the jacks, juvenile tarpon, a few black drum. Now the jacks haven't been as plentiful as they were, and they definitely aren't as big as they were, but they're catching a lot of like 3 to 5 pounders.
Where'd the big one go?
I don't know. Probably got turned into cat food by some commercial fisherman.
Seems likely.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Gilchrist Pier closed due to hurricane damage. Still closed?
Correct.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Very, 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 very slow.
How many varies was that? I want to get it right. Very, very, very.
Put 5 or 6 in there.
Very slow.
I had 2 people complaining about how bad it was, and one guy was even chumming super heavy, and he said he can usually bring up mangs for his kids to catch. He said he saw 2 mangrove snapper and a slick, and that was it, and even his bottom machine wasn't exactly on fire.
Well,
hey,
what I think of that.
Happens every now and then.
The 20-foot holes.
20-foot holes. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Nada.
No mackerel?
Nothing.
No tarpon?
Nothing.
No bait?
Nope.
Fine then.
Yeah.
All right, the bait fish report.
Deal with it.
I'm dealing with it.
What white bait report?
I didn't say white bait report. I said bait fish report.
Yeah, same difference. The only place where they're catching any type of bait fish has been Boquilla Jug Creek with consistency. Everywhere else, been inconsistent. Today it's marker 2. Tomorrow it's the beach complex. The next week it's none of the above.
Okay.
So it's been a struggle for a lot of people. And then there's been some down there in Placida too. And I just think it's funny that people are like, oh, it's so abundant. You can catch it. It's super easy, super easy. It's like,
yeah, it's everywhere.
You threw for a half hour, 45 minutes in the same spot while chumming. And let's see, you caught 100 bait, 150 bait fish. That's kind of crazy. But we both remember the days when it was usually 1 or 2 throws and you were done. And still, we wasted them. So I'm definitely part of the problem with that. There's no question.
Okay, let's bring it into the freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, and any place else that you might find a puddle of freshwater to fish.
Mayan cichlids, bluegill, and tilapia have all I heard about because, honestly, we're getting our tanks redone. Frank and Cliff are back there diligently replumbing all of our new tanks. So we have not had shiners or minnows this week. So I haven't gotten any of the consistent reports that I would normally get.
Okay.
But by next week, we should have shiners and minnows again. Hopefully, that'll give us enough time to get an idea to put in here for the fishing report. But until then, honestly, I'd probably just look back at the previous week and see how good it was.
The previous week said lots of bass on shiners and a few crappie on minnows. No shiners or minnows at the shop this week.
Okay. Well, being that it's the second week, I just didn't get any reports.
And what it said the week before that was the Everglades fishing is hot. The Port Charlotte and Northport canals have bluegill and crappie. There are bass around, but they are small.
There you go. That's what to expect then for next week.
All right. Tarpon reports.
Huh?
Anything for some tarpon reports?
Yes. Boca Grande Pass.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the only place where they're getting them.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So if we did a tarpon map, we would have...
one dot.
A red dot at Boca Grande Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have yellow dots, which are 50-50 chance. Where?
Mm.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Okay. And we would have white dots. which is the less than 50% chance but still reasonable shot. Where would we have those?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. So, Boca Grand Pass is it. Just to make it very clear, I'm going to put several red dots right here around Boca Grand Pass. Put this one over here on Johnson's Shoal. Put this one out here. Put that one right there. There we go. It looks like Boca Grande has some kind of spotted fever or measles going on. And just for fun, I'm going to put one yellow dot right there.
Dork.
This is a good map.
That's funny.
Okay. I think that kind of wraps this thing up. Did you have any final words of wisdom that you'd like to part on, or would you just like to say, I'm done, get up, walk away, stomp out of here?
I'm done. I'm going to get up and walk away and stomp out of here.
Before you do that, can you at least say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.